these readings are delicious. That second reading, the letter to the Hebrews, what was the most common phrase you heard? By faith, by faith, by faith. Bishop Robert Barron says on YouTube that Abraham was probably 75 years old when God the Father told him, leave the Tigris-Euphrates River Valley and go to the land that I will show you. Did he give him a map? No. Did he give him a compass? No. All he gave him was an order and a desert. And you and I are the recipients of that faith. Even though he was beyond childbearing years with his wife being sterile, finally Isaac comes along. And what does the same God do? He tests him. I want you to offer your son as a holocaust, a sacrifice. And that man believed that the God who made the promise would do so, even if he were to slay his son. Very hard for you and I to comprehend that. Now, here's what amazes me. They're dealing with God the Father. You and I are here, I assume, by faith, right? We're not just here out of routine. We're here because we believe Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is true God and true man. And may I remind you that as God, the Word of God in Jesus Christ made flesh, is all-powerful. So when he, the night before he died, said, this is my body, this is my blood, that bread and wine became his body, his blood, his soul and divinity. And what did he say after that? Do this in memory of me. So my dear people, we have ancestors in the faith over 4,000 years, if you add it all together. Some believing God the Father, every word he spoke, even if it meant sacrificing your son. And what did God the Father do? He spared Abraham from offering Isaac and said in so many words, I will do one better. I will send my only son. That's the kind of faith Abraham had. Do you and I have that faith that takes Jesus Christ, the Son of God made man, at his word? The word became flesh and dwelt among us. By the waters of baptism, you and I have three theological virtues implanted in our immortal soul. Faith, whereby we can know God. Hope, whereby we can trust in his promises. And love, whereby you and I can truly love one another with the same love that God has for us. That is an unconditional love. As human beings, we tend to be conditional, but God wants us to be unconditional. And doesn't it take us a lifetime to learn that God's love for us in Jesus Christ is truly without condition? So, my dear people, many secular universities are trying to tell us that faith and reason cannot be compatible. On sabbatical in California, my memory of these august universities is, let's face it, I got plaque on the brain after COVID. What are you going to do? But anyhow, this professor sat there and he said, it used to be that scientists were not believers. Now we have to be believers. You know why? Because of raisin bread. When you put raisin bread dough in the loaf and you put it in the oven, you know what happens? They all move away from each other. And so it is with our universe. All these planets, Milky Way galaxy included, they're all moving away from each other. Some prime mover has to be behind these planets moving from each other. That image stuck with me the rest of my priesthood. So my dear people, we are here by faith, not routine. We are here to devour the living word of God, but especially to eat his body and drink his blood, as Jesus told us, because if we do, we will have life everlasting. This life here on earth is just dress rehearsal for eternity. May God, who has begun this good work in each of you, bring it to completion in his own timetable. God bless you all.